This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Sunday, August 2, 2009. Thanksgiving and prayer. The scripture is Ephesians 1:16. I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. A letter needs a certain tone in order to be encouraging. Paul expresses his thanksgiving for the recipients of his letter, and because you are receiving this letter too, his thanksgiving is also for you. Think about that. Thanksgiving for you. It is often not easy to accept such a message. A self-critical spirit may prevent us from hearing it. Many people are so displeased with their own personalities, actions, and circumstances that accepting appreciation and gratitude is difficult. How refreshing it is when someone is thankful for us, and we're able to receive that message with gratitude. Equally encouraging is someone who remembers us in prayer. When times and circumstances are tough, we are helped by knowing that someone is praying for us. There is so much power in experiencing community and in recognizing that we are not alone in the routine and stressful moments of life. As is often the case, there's another side of this. If we are encouraged by someone's thanksgiving and prayers, then we will also desire to pray for others. Encouragement builds spiritual character both in the giver and the receiver. Giving and receiving encouragement will gladden our hearts. Participating in other people's lives in a meaningful way is at the core of living together as God's people in this world.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.